In this Flash CS3 and ActionScript 3 lesson, we'll be demonstrating how you can create your own cool custom digital clock for Flash. And let me publish it out so you can get a look at it first. And that's it working as an SWF. And it looks pretty good to me. So we'll shut that and take a look at the FLA now. Now on the stage, you can see we have a layer here that's clock background, and that's a little movie clip that's just cosmetics. And I set it to have a drop shadow just to make it look like it's sticking out a little bit. And our text fields are right above it in a layer, sitting on stage there. And this one renders AM PM, this one renders seconds, this one renders minutes, and this one renders the hours. It's that simple. And I made two frames because we wanted to loop. We're set to 12 frames per second, so every second we're gonna this thing is running 12 frames every second, so that's more than enough. You can have this set to 8, you can have this set to 32, and it would still do the same exact thing. And and that's the reason why I have two frames there, so the file loops on itself. And ideally you would want to have this thing maybe in its own movie clip inside of your application. That way you're not interfering with any other timelines, and you can copy and paste it into your applications more easily from one to another and things like that. So I recommend you put this into its own movie clip. Even though you see mine is on the main timeline here, that would be bad juju, I think. So just have yours, make sure it's in its own movie clip, and you're setting up its timeline in its own movie clip that's separated from the rest of your file. Okay, let's take a look at the code now. The first line packs the date object into a variable named now. These three lines take the now variable, and it gets the hours, gets the minutes, and it gets the seconds, and we pack them into their own variable names here that we can use more easily down in our conditionals. Now this first conditional, it sets the AM or PM dynamic text field to render correctly according to military time. So I'm saying if the hours are less than or greater than or equal to 12, then we know it's PM. Else we know it's AM. So that's what we render. And you can see right here, AM, PM text, it throws it right into the dynamic text field on stage according to which conditional is correct. Now this next conditional is converting the military time, the hours of the hour segment of the time display. It's all in military time if you don't convert it. So we convert it here saying if the hours are greater than 12, then hours equals say it's 13 or 14 here minus 12. So that'll make it say 1 or 2, if that makes any sense to you. You're saying, so let's say the hour happens to be 14, military time. So we're saying hours equals 14 minus 12, essentially giving us 2. And that's what we want. And this next one, just make sure that if time happens to be 00, that it says 12, because we know that 00 means 12. Okay, the next conditional is the one that adds the 0 to the front of any hour less than 12. So if your hour variable happens to equal 8, this conditional will pack a 0 in front of the 8, making it the correct display for like a digital clock like you'd buy at Walmart. We don't want it just to say 8, we want it to say 08. If it's 10, it doesn't do anything at all. It just renders out the 10, and it won't add a 0 in front of the 10, making it 010, because that would be retarded. Okay, and this next conditional, if the minutes, it's the same thing as the hours. If the minutes are less than 10, then we pack a 0 in front of it with the same kind of logic. And this next one does the seconds. And you can see in each one of the conditionals is where the text is actually rendered. It's in the text field on stage here. That's when it's actually put in that text field, is in the conditionals themselves. So that's pretty much how it works. It's pretty simple, straightforward. maybe it might take you listening to me ramble on about what the code does just a couple of times to really grasp it, but I think the first time you go through it, without me even explaining it, you can just go and download the FLA, open it up and look at it and say, oh, okay, I see exactly what he did. And then you'll be good to go and knowing how this thing works. And you can build a whole lot of cool things. Another thing to note is that if you're slick, you can take all of these variables, hours, minutes, and seconds, and just pack them into one text field. They don't have to be 1, 2, 3, 4 different dynamic text fields. It can all be a nice variable string, a text string that would be rendered out nice and evenly. But sometimes, you know, it's nicer to keep them separated so you can get the AM and PM to be a little smaller, or you can spread them out any way you want, put them anywhere you want, make it look like whatever you want. So that's the reason why I opt to do it that way. But like I said, it's almost easier to have it in one text field, just render straight out through there, as long as you know how to pack all these variables together in a string. And if you want help doing that, just come into the forum at develop.php, ask, and I'll pack it all into a string for you, and you can then use that code to render out, and then maybe you would really have to rework all these conditionals to actually make that happen. So that's why I didn't put it in here. But if you know what you're doing, you could pack it all into one string. So that's how you make a digital clock in Flash CS3, all customized, nice for your applications. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson.